Open with me, if you would, back to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Let's all look at this together. Two verses. Verses 6 and 7. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I want to speak to us today on the subject of seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord, the importance of it, the urgency of it, what it means, what it actually is to seek the Lord. I want to speak to the adults. I want to speak to the children. I want to speak to myself. I pray that the Lord might cause us to understand that this is critical. This is important. A lot of times children come thinking, well, our adults will pay attention and I'll pay attention down the road. This is critical. This is critical. Seek the Lord while he may be found. It is critically important that we seek the Lord. So I want us to understand what it is to seek the Lord. And here is the reason why. Something happened to me this week that confirmed in me that men and women who are lost in false religion, not holding to the truth, they are just as convinced that they are holding to the truth as those who hold to the truth are. I'm going to repeat that just in case it was confusing. Something happened to me this week. I knew this already, but something happened that just confirmed it in me. Poor souls, poor men and women who are lost in false religion. If a person wants to be lost before God, one of the best places to be is in false religion. You can't get any more lost than you are in false religion. The gutter, the bar, that's not nearly as lost as false religion. But men and women who are lost, not holding to the truth, they are just as convinced that they are holding to the truth as those who are actually holding to the truth are. Everybody is convinced. Everybody is convinced. Now, here's the truth. There is only one truth. There is only one. People do not know that because men have stood in pulpits and lied to people, telling them there's more than one. That's okay. There's more than one. Long as everybody gets there, it's okay. You take your way, I'll take mine. You have your truth, I'll have mine. You believe what you believe, I'll believe what I believe. Everybody will be okay. That's not so. That's not so. There is only one true message. Lots of messages out there, but there's only one true message. There's only one true gospel. There's only one true way. There's only one true hope. And if we are not holding to that one truth, we're not holding to anything. Nothing. Close to the truth is still a lie. Those of you parents who have children, if your children are old enough to speak, then you have experienced lies from them. I did it as a child. I expected it out of my children. It starts as, well, this is what happened. And then you find out, well, that's, you ask some questions. And this and that, well, no, actually that's not exactly what happened. You say, so you lied to me then. Well, no, most of what I said was true. You lied to me then. Close to the truth is still a lie. It's still a lie. For some reason, people accept religion to be close to the truth as being good enough. Nowhere else do we do that. Nowhere else. The only other place I could think of was the Weather Channel. They're never right. I keep looking at it anyway. But honestly, nowhere else. But in religion, well, that's okay. Close is close enough. That's the only place that it matters. It's the only place that it matters. You have religions out there and denominations out there that are the exact opposite of the truth. You have religions and denominations out there that are half truth. And you have religions and denominations out there that are so close to the truth, if it were possible, even the very elect of God would be deceived. Now, our Lord is the one who said that. So what that tells us is close won't cut it. Close won't cut it. If we want to be made free, then we must know the truth. We must know the truth. What absolutely struck me right between the eyes this week is that every person with a religious conviction is adamantly convinced that he or she is holding to the truth. Globally, all over this world, it's estimated that there are 45,000 different Christian denominations. And that's just the ones in the Christian category, the Christianity category. 45,000 different registered opinions on what the truth is. Now, let's acknowledge one more time, there's only one truth in every matter. If two people have a car wreck and then the police officer shows up, well, he did this and she did that. There's only one truth. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. There's always only one truth. Always. If there are 45,000 different opinions on it, somebody has to be wrong. At least 44,999 of them have to be wrong because there's only one truth. And somebody's going to say, well, let me guess, Gabe, you believe you're the one who has it. No. Absolutely not. I put 3 exclamation points after absolutely not. I believe God is the one who has it. I believe God is true and every man is a liar. Who said that? That's why we're going to have to seek the Lord. That's why we have to seek the Lord. We need the truth of this matter. Therefore, we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. We need to call upon Him while He is near. Oh, I pray that the Lord might cause us to do this early in our youth before the days come that we say, I don't have anything for this. This is urgent. Right now, he is still near. I have good news. Right now, he is still near. Right now, he may still be called on. There's going to come a point when he won't be near this world anymore. And his truth may not be found anymore. Just like in the days of Noah, after the ark was finished, Noah sat there in the ark with the door wide open for 7 days. Day eight was too late. Day eight was too late. You say, Gabe, it sounds like you're preaching works. I'm not. I'm not. I'm preaching God's word. Let me show it to you, okay? Turn with me to Luke 13. Luke 13, this is Christ speaking. Luke 13, verse 24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. Do we see how serious this is? These were people who thought they had it right with God, but they didn't. Lord, please don't let that be us. Let's cry that. Please don't let that be us. Please don't let me just assume that I have the truth and know the truth and we're good. Please don't let that be me. Look with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Paul said, we beseech you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He said, do not hear this truth in vain. Right now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Call on the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. For what? Mercy. Mercy. We sinners need mercy. We need mercy. Somebody will hear that and will say, okay, how? How do I seek the Lord? Here is how. If anyone is interested in seeking the Lord, here is how. Turn with me to Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65, verse 1. The heading at the top of my page here says, "The church prayeth for the presence of God." That's what's happening in chapter 64. The church is praying for the presence of God. And in chapter 65, the Lord God answers the church. This is Christ speaking to the church, okay? Verse 1. He said, "I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name." Do we have any heart to seek the Lord, any desire to seek the Lord? How? How does a sinner seek the Lord? He said, "I am sought of them that asked not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name." If a sinner is going to seek the Lord, that sinner is going to have to be made by God Almighty to seek the Lord. And if God Almighty makes a sinner seek the Lord, that sinner will seek the Lord. If God makes a sinner seek the Lord, that sinner will seek the Lord. Turn with me to Psalm 27. This is how it works. This is how it happens every time. Psalm 27, verse 7. It says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." Well, what's your plea, David? What's your cry? He said, "Hear me as I cry. Hear me as I beg." What are you crying for, David? What is your plea before God? Here it is. David said, "This is my hope. This is what I'm clinging to." Verse 8. "When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." When you did it, I responded. Let's make sure that we are very clear on this right here. We do not seek the Lord in order to be saved. We seek the Lord because we have been saved. In John 17, the Lord prayed, "Father, the work that you gave me to do of accomplishing salvation for my people, I have finished that work." That work is finished. Every soul that you placed in my hands to keep, I have kept, and none of them is lost. It is finished. That work is finished. Their eternal security and salvation, I finished that. That's done. We do not seek the Lord in order to be saved. We seek the Lord because we have been saved. And every soul who has been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, and every soul who has been called by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, will seek the Lord. All of them will call upon him. All of them will. Somebody's going to hear that and they're going to say, then why is it so urgent? Why did you start out saying what you did? If God is the one who has to do it, if no man can come to the Lord Jesus Christ except the Father draw that man to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what our Lord said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. If that's the case, and if all that the Father has given to Christ shall come to Christ, then why is it urgent? Why is it so critical? Here's why. Here's why. It's because every soul that Christ has done this for, this is it. Every soul that Christ has done this for sees himself or herself to be the absolute worst sinner that this world has ever known. Every one of them. And they struggle to believe that God's goodness and God's mercy could possibly be purposed for them. I see God has an elect people, and I see that it could be all of them, but I don't believe it's me. I don't see how it could be for me. But because God has given life to them and has given them ears to hear the word of God, they hear. It's implanted in their heart that all who ask receive. A dead man can't hear that. A dead man doesn't have that implanted in his heart. But all those who have been given life hear this word that says, every soul who asks and cries out receives. All who seek find. All who knock, it's open to them. Every single one. They hear that and they know that right now is the accepted time to ask, seek, and knock. And because they've been caused to see that they don't have any good works of their own to offer God, they don't have anything in them that makes them acceptable to God. And because they've been caused to see that Christ is their only hope, His blood and His righteousness is their only hope before God, they can't put it off. They just cannot put it off. Like their sinful father, Jacob, they have to lay hold of him as their all. And they have to say, I cannot let you go except you bless me. I know this is all of you. I know you start this work and finish this work, but that's what you said in your own word. So I'm seeking, I'm asking, I'm knocking, I'm laying hold. Please include me. Please include me. Tomorrow won't do. What if there is no tomorrow? I got to have you right now. Today, right now. It has to be today. Would tomorrow have been good enough for blind Bartimaeus? Would that have been good enough? That poor blind beggar sitting on the highway side begging for years. All of a sudden, this is what he hears. He said, what's going on? They said, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by right now. He's literally walking in front of you right now. Did he say, well, I'm sure he'll come back at some point? He started crying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me right now. Right now. Have mercy on me right now. Everybody around that man said, he doesn't have time for you. Hush. You're the least important person here. Hush. He cried out even louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me right now. I love how it says, God Almighty stopped in his tracks. So bring that man to me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Jesus Christ is passing by right now. Right now. Call on him in your heart while he's near. Where two or three are gathered, there's going to come a point when he's not near men and women on this earth anymore. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Call on him right now. If he's revealed to you that you are a sinner, call on him right now. I need a Savior. If he has yet to reveal to you that you are an utter, wretched, worthless sinner, call on him right now and say, reveal that to me right now. And then put a heart in me to cry out to you right now for mercy. Every chosen sinner that God has purposed to bring salvation to will do that very thing. Every one of them. How can I know if he has chosen me to salvation? How can I know if I'm a purposed to salvation sinner? How can I know? Here's how. If he has chosen me to salvation, I will have one desire. I need to run to Jesus Christ as fast as I can. I need to get to that man as fast as I can. Now, I want to show us exactly what it is. I want to finish our time here showing us what it is exactly to seek the Lord. What takes place in the experience of responding to salvation and seeking the Lord. Turn with me, if you would, to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. It says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Seeking the Lord is something that takes place in the heart. If we are going to seek the Lord, we are going to have to get the mind out of it. We're going to have to get the mind out of it. And we're going to have to get into our hearts. You cannot seek the Lord with the mind. That's a pretty dogmatic statement. Let me repeat it. You cannot seek the Lord with the mind. Out of the heart are the issues of life. What does that mean? We'll go back to our text, Isaiah 55. And I'll be brief here, but Isaiah 55, verse 6. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." To seek the Lord is to seek the Lord. It's not to seek a denomination. You know how some people start in a denomination and they just stick with it to the end. This is what I grew up in. I think I better just stick with it. This is what we do. No, no, no. Seek that man. Seek the Lord. To seek the Lord is not to seek doctrine. People say, "Well, I understand that your doctrine is different from my doctrine and different from that doctrine. And I think I'll stick to my doctrine." Don't do that. This is our doctrine. The Lord is our doctrine. To seek the Lord is not to seek the teaching of a particular man. Men gain some recognition and they gain some popularity and, you know, on a large level or on a small level. Well, now my pastor says this. Who cares? Who cares what Gabe Stonecker says? What does God say? If Gabe Stonecker is not telling you what God says, don't listen to Gabe Stonecker. I'm not interested in what Gabe Stonecker thinks or says. Only what God says. I don't trust me. I know enough about me to where I don't trust me. To seek the Lord is to seek the Lord. It's to seek His Word, not mine or anybody else's. It's to seek His Word. It's to seek His will. It's to seek His way. Not my will, but thine be done. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Verse 6 says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Who's that? Who is the wicked? Me. That's you in our flesh. To seek the Lord and to call on the Lord is to say in our hearts, I'm a sinful, wicked man or woman. Who needs you? Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Who's that? Me and you. Unrighteous. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is destruction. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Turn to Christ. Look to Christ. Cry out to Christ for mercy. That's what we need. Mercy in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, every soul who truly does that in the heart will show the evidence of the fact that God has shown mercy and will show mercy to that soul. Every soul who has that desperate cry for pardon, pardon, please pardon me, shows the evidence that he has been pardoned. She has been pardoned. Abundant pardon will come from the Lord. So let me leave you with this. All of us right now, let's seek the Lord. Let's seek the Lord by saying in our hearts, Lord, I'm a sinner. I know that that's shocking to hear. I know that's shocking to the flesh to hear. But if the Lord has revealed that it's so, then let's be honest with Him, truthful with Him, and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I'm calling on You. I forsake my way. I forsake my thoughts, and I come to You. You're my only hope for mercy and pardon. He said, every soul who seeks that way will find who and what he seeks. Every soul who seeks that way. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy on him. And to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Seek and you'll find. May the Lord cause us to do it. All right, Brother Eddie, you come.